America's Composers. From Rochester, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester and the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, takes pleasure in presenting the 13th and final program in a series of broadcasts dedicated to the interests of the nation's music lovers and composers. Tonight's program will be performed by the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Howard Hansen, distinguished composer, conductor, and director of the Eastman School. Our speaker this evening is Mr. Harl MacDonald, noted American composer. We conclude our series of programs of American music with works by three important American composers: Roger Sessions, Harl MacDonald, and George Gershwin. From the works of Roger Sessions, Dr. Hansen has chosen the finale from the suite taken from the music written in 1923 for a production of Andreyev's The Black Maskers. This is music of poetry and imagination, invoking the fantastic spirit of Andreyev's drama. Dr. Howard Hansen and the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra now play for us the finale from the suite The Black Maskers by Roger Sessions.
Thank you.
The finale from the suite The Black Maskers by Roger Sessions. At this time, we take pleasure in presenting a brief transcribed address by Mr. Harl MacDonald, noted American composer.
My two nocturnes, San Juan Capistrano, were composed in the latter part of 1938 and first performed by the Boston Symphony the following year. In subject, they reflect two scenes in the little mission community of Capistrano, which lies near the Mexican border in California. For nearly 300 years, the mission has dominated the life of the town, and with the exception of an occasional passing automobile, life there goes on in much the same fashion as in past centuries. The first nocturne, The Mission, which you are about to hear, opens in a quiet vein suggesting the tranquility of early evening. Occasionally, the soft music of the strings is punctuated by the sound of mission bells. Faintly, from a distant procession, comes the strain of a 17th century ecclesiastical melody, and gradually the chanting and clangor of the bells engulf the scene. As the procession disappears in the mission, the subdued and languorous music of the opening passages is heard again.
Thank you, Mr. MacDonald. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard a brief message by Mr. Harl MacDonald, noted American composer. Harl MacDonald's music has always been closely associated with the American scene, whether he's writing of the Southwest in the Santa Fe Trail or of the Far West in his two orchestral nocturnes. From the two nocturnes, we shall hear The Mission of San Juan Capistrano. The mood begins as one of the quiet of dusk, heightened by the sound of the mission bells, rises to a serene climax and descends again to tranquility. Dr. Hansen and the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra play The Mission of San Juan Capistrano by Harl MacDonald.
Thank you.
The Mission of San Juan Capistrano by Harl MacDonald. We conclude this evening's broadcast with excerpts from Porgy and Bess by one of America's best-loved composers, George Gershwin, in an arrangement by another gifted American composer, Robert Russell Bennett. The Eastman School Symphony Orchestra, with Dr. Howard Hanson conducting, plays excerpts from the symphonic picture Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. excerpts from the symphonic picture Porgy and Bess. Heard also on tonight's program were the finale from the suite The Black Maskers by Roger Sessions and The Mission of San Juan Capistrano by Harl MacDonald. And now, we should like to present a brief message by the conductor of this America's Composer series, Dr. Howard Hansen.
Thank you, Homer Bliss. If you will pardon my comparative breathlessness, after conducting Porgy and Bess, I shall certainly be most happy to say a few words in connection with this final broadcast. In the first place, I should like to thank the National Broadcasting Company for making available its network for this series of programs. Then I would like to express my very deep personal pleasure at having the opportunity of cooperating with the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, who through their sponsorship have made these programs possible. ASCAP is a great society. For many years, it has been the one great force which has stood for the encouragement and the protection of the American composer, the one great influence for the cause of the creative artist without whom a national culture would be impossible. Then I should like to thank my young colleagues of the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra for their magnificent cooperation during the past series of programs. Many listeners have asked me if this really is a student orchestra. It certainly sounds like any first-rate professional symphony, they tell me. I appreciate very much the compliment, and I can assure the listeners that in spite of their professional performance, this is a 100% student orchestra. No faculty is allowed. Finally, I would like to salute the composers themselves. I'm only sorry that we could not play the music of every gifted American composer, but time, of course, did not permit. I hope, however, that we have demonstrated how much very excellent music has been written and is being written by Americans, and that we have already created a literature of American symphonic music of which any country may be proud. Our own music, good music, from our own soil. And lastly, may I thank you all for the privilege of bringing our American music into your homes. If you have enjoyed it, and if you feel that you would like another series of American music next year, I would deeply appreciate your writing me, Howard Hansen, Hanson, Eastman School of Music, Rochester, New York, and telling me so. In any case, my thanks to you for the privilege of bringing this music to you. Bless you all, and good night.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hansen. This program came to you from Rochester, New York, through the facilities of WHAM. Your announcer, Homer Bliss. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.